That's so gross. Well, we're totally, like, getting high.
Biggest! Biggest! Biggest!
So easy and slow. Have you ever had an STD before? Okay, honey, just because he was put together with one screw doesn't mean he's gonna break.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. You've downloaded episode 177, and I have a very, very special guest with me. I don't know if you've ever heard the entrance to that, because it's been a long time since this person's been on the show. I think her most famous episode was probably Does Your Deuce Do...
You just ruined the whole thing.
Does your douche come in rice and gravy?
Yes, that was my famous one.
So what is your name?
My name is Samantha.
Yay!
Yay! I'm back!
It's been over like a year and a half since you've been on the show.
Yeah, it's been like 150 episodes. I was like, wow, 177 already?
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So just let everyone know, Nicole has been on hiatus because she's having some things going on at home, and she'll be back soon.
Yes.
And she's lazy as shit.
Yeah, that's her excuse. He was making up excuses for her, and I was going to be like, I'm not going to let her get away with that.
You all love your Nicole, so you're going to have to call in and say, bitch, what's the deal?
Right?
That's what you got to say.
She's letting you down. It's been 9 days.
9 days since the last episode.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to get her lazy butt up and come over here.
Me and Samantha love Nicole.
Yes.
Actually, Samantha, I don't know if you guys remember a couple episodes back, one of the listeners had asked me why I did not like Nicole.
Oh.
Samantha was one of the people that didn't like her either.
No, I didn't. I thought she was stuck up. I didn't even realize that she came to work with us. I didn't know that she started work after me. I was like, ooh, where'd she come from?
So what do you think about this, all this high finagle crap?
Right? Two screens, two microphones, a laptop. I'm like, wow.
A mixer.
Right?
I have four microphones.
I was on the show when it had reverb.
Yes.
And I would talk, and then I would wait for myself to finish.
And then answer herself.
And then answer myself. Yes. I was
that was back in the day when we had one USB microphone.
Yes, and we had to share it. Like, I hope your breath don't stink today.
Oh, this is going to be a good one. I can tell my head hurts already.
Yeah, I know, right? Not as bad as it did when we saw that movie.
Which one?
The Pineapple
Express. Oh, the Pineapple Express. That was awesome. That was a good movie.
Yes.
Seth Rogen is my new boyfriend.
What? He's mine.
He loves... Bitch, back off. You said he did not look cute in his tidy whiteys.
No, I don't like tidy whiteys.
They are cute.
You like tidy whiteys?
On him, I do.
Oh. Well, he's a little nerdy guy.
He is very nerdy.
That's what made them cute, I guess.
Aww.
But the other guy was cuter.
So did you guys like the intro? That I made that a long time ago. When, do you think I'm talking to them?
Yeah, what? I was like, what?
No, I'm talking to these people.
Oh, here. Okay.
That was like,
they didn't hear it.
So long ago, and I loved that entrance. And then you were like on the show for like, you were my co-host for how long?
I think two episodes.
Two episodes. And then it was womp womp.
We decided to open
one,
a restaurant.
Bit the dust. Yeah.
A restaurant.
Oh, yeah. We want to open up a restaurant, and we're going to mix the name of it. And we're going to buy the Bennigan's building. Is that what
yep.
we want to do?
Yep.
Because Bennigan's went out of business. Too soon.
You're such a dork.
And we're going to turn it. We're going to turn the Bennigan's. And I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking.
We're going to turn it.
I know.
What?
It's like I just had a brain aneurysm or something. Like, I was in middle.
I do.
Like, I was in middle sentence and I was like, what?
Right.
So we're going to buy the Bennigan's building, and then we're going to make a restaurant, and we're going to combine our names. And the name of the restaurant is going to be called Samickies.
You know, like J-Lo and Ben. What
yeah,
were they?
They were Bennifer.
Yeah. No, that's Ben and Jennifer that he's with now. What was J-Lo and Ben's name? They had a name.
I thought it was Bennifer.
No, no. I don't remember. Like Brangelina.
Brangelina, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie.
I'm sure they know.
Oh, it was Jay. What was them? What was it?
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. I don't know. Mystery.
We have the internet at our fingertips, but I don't want to use it. So.
They used to have a nickname, but whatever. We're some Mickey.
Yeah, we're some Mickeys, and we're going to have like the bomb-ass onion rings.
Yes, but now I'm on a low-carb diet.
Oh, so we're going to have low-carb shit now. Sorry, people.
Yes, there'll be a portion of the menu that says
Sam's. Sing from some Mickeys could be low-carb.
And Icky's.
And Icky's could be like all the junk food you want to eat.
But, ooh, this is icky.
And we'll have hamburger soup on my side.
Yes. My mama taught you that.
I had that when I was a kid, but we called it, like, vegetable soup or macaroni soup is what we called it, too.
Okay.
Wagner had it also.
Yeah, it's good.
I should totally check. Interesting.
What are you doing?
I need to make sure that this is recording through the right thing.
Yeah, please do.
Yes, it is. Okay.
All right.
Because I would be pissed.
Right?
You don't know how many shows we have where I've forgotten to plug in the microphones. And they're like the fucking bomb shows, like funny as shit. And you can't hear any of it.
Aww. I'm
like, what the fuck? You know what I like about this show is I can say fuck and bitch and cunt, whatever I want to say. Oh,
you cannot say that word while I'm like on the show. Ugh.
What about cock?
That's fine.
What's the difference? That was Wagner. Wagner says apparently she's never met a cunt ass bitch.
Well, yeah, I have, but I guess I don't ever use
Tell the story.
I don't know. I can't think of it right off my head. No, she wasn't, I guess. I just think it sounds so dirty.
And pussy doesn't?
No, I don't.
You know what I think sounds dirty? Vulva. That's so dirty.
Vulva? It sounds like Volvo. I know.
You got a car between your legs. Vroom, vroom.
No, have y'all talked about the movie we watched the other night?
Which movie?
Teeth.
No, I want to tell everybody how wonderful that movie is.
Yes, you have to go out and rent it.
I want everyone to go out and rent Teeth, and then please call us and tell us what you think.
Yes.
Because it is wonderful.
I want to know. The hour and 58 minutes that you watch this movie will be the best hour and 58 minutes of your life.
Oh, listen to this phone call real quick. This is... I keep it because I love playing it. It's my friend Trucker Mike.
Okay.
Hey, you homo motherfuckers. This is Trucker Mike. Fucking lead business about my penis. Or hate yourself. Hola.
So that's just Trucker Mike reminding you that we only need 4 more reviews to see his penis. He has it pierced 6 times. Jacob's
what?
Ladder.
Oh,
and if we get 80 reviews, he said he would let us take a picture of it and put it in for the album art and on the website.
Wow.
I know. We only need 4 more.
Come on. There's got to be 4 people.
I know. I've been begging for 3 months now.
Oh, God.
It's crazy.
Right.
And I told him, I said, if we get to 90, then we'll show Trucker Mike's penis inside or like titty fucking Nicole. And I was like,
she'd let him.
And Nicole was like, oh, this.
Sorry, Nicole. I'm dishing the dirt.
So, yes, yeah, Samantha and I did some shopping today. And
because we have a hurricane headed our way.
Yeah, we have a hurricane. Hurricane Faye. It's scurry.
And he did not buy any water or any supplies. He bought pizza rolls.
Cheese sticks.
And Diet 7-Up.
And Crazy Jane salt mix, yes. Which is the shit. She said it tastes like a bouillon cube inside of it, too.
A what?
Bouillon cube.
Oh, yeah.
What? Y'all are not far from each other, okay? Auburndale, Polk City. Not that far. You should get a microphone.
Yeah.
Oh.
That makes it even better. Here, let's pause it and let's go get high.
I don't do that.
Then we'll be funny. No, we don't do that.
Because we get fired.
Yes.
The kind of job Wagner has, you don't get fired. It's like promoting your self product.
Oh.
So, I guess we can. I can go over some phone calls and emails, even though Nicole's not here.
Yeah.
Some of them might pretend. You can pretend you're Nicole.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So here we go. Here's the first call.
Hi, Ricky. It's Nessa. I love you.
Oh,
and
actually,
that's
this
all
is
I have
for
to
Nicole.
Say to you. Now, listen here, Nicole. You're new in this little podcast community, so I'm going to get something straight with you. Taylor is mine. He is my boyfriend. He is mine, mine, mine. And I already got permission from Babalu to tag Team Taylor with him with the strap on. So you lose. You can tape your tits all you want. You can bust out your 12-inch thick cock out of your chonies. But he is mine. He is mine. I live in the tent outside his house, not you. Anyways, I love you guys. Bye.
Okay, yeah, I can't pretend to be Nicole on that one because I'm lost.
So basically, Nicole,
Taylor,
the Latte Boy, is from another podcast called Potted's My Co-Pilot, and they're out of St. Petersburg. And Nessa has a big crush on him.
Oh.
So in the last couple of episodes, Nicole was like, if I tape my boobs down, would Taylor love me?
What is he, like flat-chested girls?
Well, no, but... He doesn't like girls, so they need to look like boys as much as
possible.
Oh,
I didn't. You didn't mention the gay part.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Well,
I don't automatically think that way.
The name is Taylor the Latte Boy. I mean, come on.
Oh, sorry. I guess I missed
I love
the
you,
Latte
Taylor.
Boy part.
Actually, I'm going to be seeing him in about 2 weeks.
Oh.
So. Yeah, we're having like a big podcast thing up in Orlando.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Up in the Horlandos. When was the last time you were in Orlando?
Me?
Was it picking me up at the airport at 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah. The last fun time I had in Orlando was my friend's birthday party.
I remember that.
That was crazy. The pictures. I have crazy pictures.
That was like 4 years ago.
I got fired for those pictures.
At where?
From the car dealership. Piece of shit job. Don't say it. Yes.
I didn't know that's what you got fired for.
I got fired for a lot of things. That's one on the list.
I can beep that
we
out.
We weren't allowed to associate with...
Oh, the managers.
Yes. And one of the guys there was a manager who was like 23.
And you were like...
25
or something. All right. I have to beep out that word.
Okay. Yes, please do.
All right.
But he was... It was fun. We got jacked up. And then I got in a fight with the girl in the parking lot of IHOP.
See? Polk City, Auburndale.
Because she told me I had... What did she say? What was the song? I don't know. Anyway.
Did she tell you had some kind of disease?
She said I had a lot of something. A lot of bit. That's what she said.
What's a lot of bit?
It was some word that my friend was saying. He was calling girls that had a little bit. He's like, ooh, she got a little bit.
Like have ass or?
Like, yeah, she was hot. She a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And then.
Sorry if I don't get down with the lingo.
Yeah, it was just his own thing. So I don't know. And then some girl made a comment at our table about one of their friends. And so they made a comment about me and I had to go stab a bitch.
You stabbed her?
No.
Oh.
Not literally.
Did you
Hell
see my
yeah.
face?
Smith
I
is going
you
to jail.
Somebody.
No, but I did. Me and Jennifer ran up to her window and she jumped in a car and closed the door. And then I was like, are you going to get out of the car, bitch? She's like, no. And so I like took my fist. I hit as hard as I could against her window and it hurt my fist.
Yeah, I was going to say, what the hell did that accomplish?
Nothing. I was drunk. But she didn't want none of this. She didn't want none of this. That's the international sign. Sorry.
You got, this is an open mic. You got to be
next. I know.
To
I was using my hands as motion. God.
All right. So, your next call.
Well, afternoon, Nicole. How are you?
Oh. No, we can't play that one because that one's actually, well, I don't
know.
Yeah,
just wait for
Nicole.
We'll
wait for Nicole for that
one. If she ever comes back.
I know, right? All right, let's try this one.
Hey, guys. This is Tom, just the Ramble Redhead Show. Just wanted to give you a call, and I'm a little...
He sounds like he's at Publix.
Because I called you guys twice. And you have
oh, I'm not supposed to play this one either.
God, then don't play any of them, damn it.
No, he asked... Huh? Oh, God, bye. Tom, I keep 177.
Tell him what I do to you when you're bad.
She spanks me.
No, I do not spank you.
You go like this.
No.
No. No.
I twist his nipple really
hard. She tried
to.
She tried to do it today at the grocery store, and I was like,
"He's a little
bitch."
He's
like,
a little bitch.
Bam, bitch. I put my arm up like that.
And then I frogged him before and left a huge bruise.
Yeah, she hit me
and
in the
then
arm
he didn't
one
know what
time.
It was.
She hit me in the arm one time. My arm was like, it was like it quivered.
It like had no nerves left in it.
Yeah,
it
was like electrocuted or something.
I'm not gonna do it. He's a little bitch. He can't take no pain.
He's a little bitch. All right, let's see who this one is.
Ricky! Woo! It's me. Your favorite. Voila. Okay, it's Voila. Maybe I'm not your favorite because you don't even reply to me on Twitter anymore. Mm-hmm. You know it is. You've gay turned on me. How fucking dare you? And here I am, knitting you a present, and now I'm calling you, and I'm amazing, so what the fuck? Okay, love you, bye-bye.
That was Lala from Pink Geek Podcast. Mm-hmm. And tell her, all right, tell the listeners that they're laying down the smackdown on using cell phones at work.
Yes.
Like text messaging. Oh.
Yes. Ricky uses his sunglasses as a mirror to see if our boss is coming around the corner.
Isn't that hot? Yeah. You shouldn't say that because someone might listen.
They know. Nobody's stupid.
How do you know
Everyone's
they know?
Everyone's like, Ricky's got mirrors on his desk. I'm like, yep. He needs to see who's coming around the corner. Yep.
Oh, well. And what?
And what? You'll be in a banana room before you know it.
I know. Banana 78. I got that shit memorized already. Yeah.
If you get an invite to go to that room for a meeting.
At around 4:15.
Yeah. Pack your shit. Just or first thing in the morning. You pack. Walk in and you get a calendar invite to the banana room 078.
Pack
go home.
Yo shit.
Get anything make you want sure that they don't. You don't want anybody to see.
Right. Like, make sure you get your wallet, your yeah. iPod, your keys, and your sunglasses.
And your phone.
And your phone. That's my packing list.
Yes.
And then you would know what else to get for me. Everything else.
You don't have anything else. No. You took it all home.
I know.
Because he already knows he's going to get fired soon.
Yeah, I already feel it. We can live in the refrigerator cardboard box together. We
can live by the river.
We can live in a van down by the river. Sweet. All right. So, yeah, I think that's all the phone calls I want to make. So, I do have some emails. Oh, someone said on the website, I wish Trucker Mike would black out and wake up with his cock in my mouth. Then if he's a good boy, I can milk his prostate and he can shoot it all over my bed.
Nice. That is hot.
I was like, dirty.
I have been officially violated.
And then his girl, his girlfriend says, in response to Jay over my dead body, his cock won't be in anyone else's mouth anytime soon. And I got dibs. Which we have to get Trucker Mike on here a couple times. So, and then Jay said, you know, boss, Trucker Mike ain't cheating if he's having gay sex. It's an all well-established rule.
Yeah. Don't we know?
Samantha, do you know anything about that?
No.
No?
No. Womp, womp.
Oh, let's see. Oh, this is the one where I was laughing really hard. Breathe, Ricky, breathe. Your laugh is so addictive. I left a review in iTunes. So sorry. I thought I'd done it before. So I need a good poem.
What's that say? If I could snap my butt cheeks, I would.
That was the name of the title of the show.
I remember you telling me about that.
Oh, that was so funny.
I have to get the internet back now that I can. And
I know.
Start listening myself.
You can like be like a regular woman.
Yeah.
With regular poopy cycles.
You're gross.
Archer
remember
said.
Remember when we used to do skits?
Yeah.
That was so fun.
What was the last skit we did? We had to make one up.
I don't know.
Me, you, and Nicole need to get together and do a skit.
Yes, she's good at writing.
Uh-huh.
She could write us a good script for our skit.
I think I need to get a bunch of people together and do, I could do like the We Are the World thing with all the actors, but have like everybody from my show do a part in a skit. And like the whole show could be a skit.
Yeah, or like,
Wagner, we could do your trailer park thing. She has a reality trailer park show that she wants to.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, 10 rocks. Oh, okay. Oh, that's
the ghettoest trailer park.
Oh, you know where it is?
It's off Cumbie. Everybody knows where that is. Pay by the week.
What's the name of it? The real name?
Tinnerock.
No, it's
Tinnerock. Oh, yeah, the trailer park, because it's off Tinnerock Mine Road. It's kind of down the road
okay.
from it.
But it's
so Archer said on that same show, I love it when you guys make each other laugh. It's infectious. It makes me laugh at you two laughing. That's a lot of words called laughing. Let's see here. Walt said, Nicole, it's been a long time since I've laughed that hard. I was crying. It was that bad. Thank you for your lovely poem. It was truly a work of art. Love, Walt.
I want to hear her poem. I didn't get to hear it. You told me parts of it, but.
Let me see if I can play it. Let me see if I can get it up. That's what she said.
Oh.
I answered my own. That's what she said.
Yeah. That's like me answering myself.
Let's see here. Going through.
I'm sure people don't want to hear it again, though, if they've already heard
no,
it.
No, it's funny. Well, we can hear it when you get done, when we're done. So I've been doing these pictures of day whatever of 365 pictures of myself. We have to take one of us, too.
Okay.
So don't look so fucking happy.
I said, okay. It is late at night. My baby is sleeping, and I'm usually sleeping.
And when you say your baby, you mean?
My 9-month-old. What else?
Anyway, I've been posting these pictures, and Freddie on day 37 of 365 said, I just blew a load on my screen.
Why?
So this one.
I don't get it.
I guess because I'm cute. Duh. Look how cute
I
am.
You don't look cute to me. You look like you...
Nasty bitch.
You look like you had Down syndrome in that one.
Oh. Downsy.
Super cute.
Isn't that cute?
He looks like he has Downsy. He looks like you got a big fat dip in your lip. Look.
Ew. So you have to see this and tell me what you think. Yeah.
What is this?
I'll just watch. If you haven't seen it.
Is it supposed to be blurry?
Well, it's not going to be blurry here in a second. If you haven't seen this, go to the website, to the. Go to the blog and check out the guy that loves his horse a little too much.
He's letting his horse do it to him?
Oh, wait. Just wait.
Ow, ow!
Look how far deep that's in.
Oh,
no, wait, wait, watch this, watch this. It just came inside of him. How do you feel?
I feel sick. I just threw up in my mouth and swallowed.
Oh, that's cute.
That was one of the most horrible things I've ever seen.
God, that was so funny.
Why would you tell people to watch that? God. Man, I'm scarred for life.
Oh, God, that was funny.
I was going to say poor horse, but he seemed to enjoy it just as much as the guy did.
Oh, you know what? You took French, right? Yeah. You took French,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Let me see.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Is this that?
Ricky.
No. Right here, I think.
Bonjour, Forte Sanger. C'est Patrick du podcast N'est pas quitté, votre très belle quotidienne. Ricky, vous êtes morte pour moi maintenant parce que vous n'avez pas pu me souvenir plus de mon nom. Au revoir.
He said hello. And he said something with me at the end. Play it again.
Bonjour, Forte Sanger. C'est Patrick du podcast N'est pas quitté, votre très belle quotidienne. Ricky, vous êtes morte pour moi maintenant parce que vous n'avez pas pu me souvenir plus de mon nom. Au revoir.
So what does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not for sure either. He sent the words in French. I don't know if you can read that. But I put it in a translator, and it doesn't really come out too well.
I'm
and if you hear
that,
the... That's Samantha's baby in her lap. She's so cute.
She was on Uncle Ricky's bed, but then she almost fell off, so I had to run my ass off. And now I'm out of breath myself. Bonjour means hello. Okay.
I don't know. Let's see here.
Au revoir is bye.
Au revoir.
Say hi. Gabby. Everyone's like, we don't like babies.
Yeah, we're the babies.
You gotta see the baby. She likes to fall out of my lap. Hello.
From English to French. All right, so here we go. It says... Oh, it's supposed to be from French to English. French to English. Here we go.
Use her.
Hello,
foul monkeys.
Foul monkeys. This is Patrick's podcast. Do not leave your daily work, which is his podcast is Do Not Quit Your Day Job. You are dead to me because you could not remember my name. Bye.
Oh, you're dead to him.
Me.
You said the translation didn't work too
well. In the one that I used before, it didn't, but I used the Google one. And it seems to work better. A lot
not
better.
Not product placement.
I know, and not get paid.
Right?
So, yeah, that's what that phone call was. So, it looks like... Oh. That was at Orlando.
Did you take that picture?
No. So one of the listeners took that picture.
You're like, no! Like you wouldn't take a picture of that.
So I was like, okay. So... All right, well, we're at 29 minutes, so
okay.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It wasn't that
funny. No.
Well, you can always have more chances now because
yeah.
Mama is free.
Free like a bird.
Wait, do that again.
No.
All right, this is episode 177. This is Ricky.
177, bitches.
And Samantha and Shelby.
Shelby Lynn.
And I want to remind everyone to give us a call at 206-984-FOWL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. They could totally hear that.
Sorry. That was Shelby.
Let's see. Frapper Mappus, MySpaces, Facebookus.
What's Frapper Map?
You have to show me. Yeah, Frapper Map just shows where everybody is.
Oh, okay.
In the show. And that's about it. Oh, we have 4 reviews that we need to get done before you see Trucker Mike's penis.
Yes.
I've heard it's lovely. I've seen it soft and wrinkled, but that's because he was drunk and he wasn't really holding it that well. So, and Wagner has too. But it's a surprise for everyone else.
Right.
All right. So this is Ricky.
Peace out. Samantha.
Oh, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Samantha.
Whatever.
All you right. ruined it.
You ruined it.
You did, bitch.
Your mom ruins it.
I'm just kidding. Got him. Bye.
Bye.